This is Faith Lapidus.
And this is Steve Ember with People in America in VOA Special English. Today we tell about the life and music of American songwriter Cole Porter.
That was Begin the Begin, played by Artie Shaw's orchestra in 1938. It is one of almost 1,000 songs Cole Porter wrote. In his 73 years, more than 500 of those songs were published. Porter wrote most of his songs in the 1920s, 30s, and 40s, yet they remain as fresh as when he wrote them. Cole Porter's songs are still being sung and played today. They are performed at musical theaters, jazz clubs, even rock and roll concerts. A movie about his life, called DeLovely, was released in 2004. Kevin Kline stars in the movie as Cole Porter. Ashley Judd plays his wife, Linda Porter. Popular young performers of today sing his songs in the movie. We will play some songs from that movie later in this program.
Cole Porter was born June 9, 1891, in the middle western state of Indiana. His family was wealthy and educated. His mother, Kate, guided him to music at an early age. He wrote his first song at the age of 10. As a young man, he was sent east to study at Yale University in New Haven, Connecticut. In his extra time, he continued to write songs. Two were for the university, the Yale Bulldog Song and Bingo Eli Yale. They are still sung there today. After finishing his studies at Yale, Cole Porter went to Harvard University in Cambridge, Massachusetts, to study law. That plan lasted only a year. At a party one night, he played some of his songs for the students and professors. The head of the law school spoke to him. "Why are you studying law?" he asked. "You are no good at it. Why don't you go to Harvard's music school and then write for the musical theater?" Later, Porter said, "That idea had never entered my head before."
At the time, musical theater was extremely popular in America. This is because there were few music records, and radio programs were still being developed. So songwriters had to work in the musical theater to be successful. Cole Porter wrote his first musical show in 1916. He was still a student at Harvard. The show was called See America First. It was produced in the Broadway theater area of New York City. The show was a complete failure. Porter wanted to leave town until people forgot it. So he went to Europe. He stayed there for most of the next 13 years.
During this time, Cole Porter became famous for his parties. His guests were wealthy, pleasure-loving people from all over Europe. They liked him because he was smart and funny, and knew how to enjoy life. And they loved his songs, which he played at his parties. Here, Cole Porter sings his song, You're the Top.
You're the top. You're the Colosseum. You're the top. you're the Louvre Museum. You're a melody from a symphony by Strauss. You're a Wendell bonnet, a Shakespeare sonnet, you're Mickey Mouse. You're the Nile, you're the Tower of Pisa. You're the smile on the Mona Lisa. I'm a worthless check, a total wreck, a flop. But if, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top.
In France, Cole Porter met the woman who became his wife. She was a beautiful and rich American named Linda Lee Thomas. They were married in 1919. The Porters gave parties that lasted for days. They had so much money, they could do anything they wanted. And they did. Their life together was a search for excitement, adventure, and pleasure. Still, Cole Porter remained a serious, hard-working songwriter. He wrote both the words and the music for his songs. The words and music always fit together perfectly. His songs were funny, sexy, and intelligent. They were playful, full of little jokes and hidden meanings. One of his earliest big hits is called "Let's Do It, Let's Fall in Love." It was written in 1928 for a show called Paris. Alanis Morissette sings the song in the movie about Cole Porter called "The Lovely."
But that's why birds do it, bees do it, even educated fleas do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. In Spain, the best upper sets do it. Lithuanians, and let's do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. The Dutch in old Amsterdam do it. Not to mention the Finns. Folks in Siam do it. Think of Siamese twins. Some Argentines without means do it. People say in Boston even beans do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love.
Some of Porter's friends thought he might not be a success. One friend, Elsa Maxwell, told him, "You are too good. The humor and poetry of your words are far beyond the people." One day, however, she added, "you will bring the public up to your own level. Then the world will be yours."
Most of Cole Porter's songs are about love and desire. When they were written, they stretched the limits of what was socially acceptable. The words were often unexpected, sometimes even shocking. They spoke both directly and indirectly about sex, about drug use. Some songs he sang only for his friends. Critics consider "Love for Sale" to be one of Porter's finest songs. He wrote it in 1930 for a Broadway musical called The New Yorkers. For years, the song was banned on American radio. Here is a new version by Vivian Green.
Love for sale, appetizing young love for sale, love that's fresh and still unspoiled, love that's only slightly soiled, love. prepared to pay the price for a trip to paradise. Love for sale.
Many of Porter's songs were written in a minor musical key. This gives them a feeling of sadness and longing. Yet they also can have a feeling of great excitement. American songwriter Alan J. Lerner said, "Only Cole Porter could really write passion." One example is Night and Day. It is considered perhaps the finest song Cole Porter ever wrote. It is about the kind of romantic love that is almost a form of insanity. Porter got the idea for the song while traveling in Morocco. He heard drums and a man singing a prayer. The song has a sound that beats endlessly over and over. It is like a lover who thinks of nothing but his love over and over, night and day. The song Night and Day was introduced in a 1932 Broadway musical comedy called The Gay Divorcee. The great dancer and singer Fred Astaire played the leading male character and sang the song. Night and Day became famous around the world, and Cole Porter was becoming one of the greatest songwriters America had ever produced. Today, there are many recordings of the song by different singers and musicians. Here is Night and Day from the movie about Cole Porter called DeLovely. John Barrowman and Kevin Klein sing it.
Night and day, you are the one. Under the sun, whether near to me or far, it's no matter, darling, where you are, I think of you night and day.
Jay, try E flat.
Day and night, why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the roaring traffic's boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you night and day.
On our program next week, we will tell more about Cole Porter's life and bring you more of his music.